This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So today, there's got to be a good day.
Let's rise and shine to the occasion, shall we? It doesn't make any difference how we really feel. We are here as professionals.
What does that mean?
Professional broadcasters, no matter what's going on, no matter what hurts, no matter what aches, no matter where the cookie cutter cuts the cookies. If that's what you have going on with you, cookies. What was the story about gas? Do they refer to them as cookies sometimes? Cookies, gas, get that?
No? You mean like, no.
Okay. I'll play a little Ken Kessler here, Jennifer Horn. McFadden's
about.
Lurking around. So, but what? Let's play a game of what if. Ready?
Okay, I love it. Yes. Okay.
What if the government is shameless? What if...
The government is shameless.
It personifies the adage of do as I say and not as I do. What if it does the very thing it prosecutes others for doing? What if it has written laws and enacted procedures so that it can spy and kill while it charges others with doing the same thing? What if the feds recently indicted 5 low-level Chinese military officers, the fact that they were indicted for spying on American corporations. What if the feds accuse these officers of using their computers in Beijing to hack into computers in Denver that are not owned by the federal government but by well-known and wealthy American corporations? What if these corporations are rich enough to install digital protections and procedures to insulate themselves from hackers? What if when Google and Apple and Facebook were hacked, they protected themselves from their hackers at no expense to the taxpayer? What if the hackers who hacked into Google and Apple and Facebook, the hackers that sent them into an expensive self-defense mode, were agents of the federal government? What if those agents worked for the NSA? What if those NSA agents took oaths to uphold the Constitution? What if they violated their oaths and the Constitution? What if the NSA spies on more people in China than the federal government has accused the Chinese military of spying on here in the United States? What if the NSA used its computers in Maryland to hack into Chinese government computers in Beijing in order to identify the officers it just indicted? How'd they find out who these officers were? Ever wonder that? I wonder. What if the NSA spies on more than a billion people every minute of every hour of every day? What if the NSA spies on the Pope, the Chancellor of Germany, members of the Chinese Communist Party, and all persons in the Bahamas, as well as everybody in America, all day, every day? What if the NSA spies gather so much personal data about and from their billions of targets that if reduced to print, the data collected would fill 27 times the content of the Library of Congress every day? What if the accusations against the Chinese military, who are unlikely to stand trial here, are just another diversion by the administration to take our eyes off of the foreign adventurism which has caused chaos in lots of different places in the world? What if the president dispatched his wife to champion the cause of 300 innocent, harmless girls who were kidnapped by madmen in a lawless area of Africa to distract us from what's going on in our country? What if continues? What if the Constitution declares that if the government wants to take life, liberty, or property from anyone, it must seek what it wants by means of the courts and not by means of drones? Take a look, if you haven't seen 24 this season, at what the main theme, or certainly one of the main themes of that show is. It's chilling. It isn't just a show. Yesterday, the House of Representatives voted to end NSA bulk collection of American phone records. What if what they voted on wasn't like the bill that was originally proposed by the 154 members of the House who wanted to eliminate the Patriot Act, to actually stop the bulk collection of American phone records? What if there's something really cynical going on among members of the House and the Senate to, in fact, allow these sorts of things to happen, but make it seem like it's not so? What if that were the case? I suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what the case is. Here we are charging the Chinese with what we do ourselves all day, every day. What a bunch of hypocrites. Not that the Chinese are right, because they aren't. But how dare we, after we listen to the Prime Minister of Germany's cell phone conversations with her husband about what she's going to have for dinner that night, how dare we accuse these people, even if we do accuse them correctly? Do we blame them if they come back to us and, in fact, want to indict some of the people in our government? Not that anything's going to happen, because we're not going to allow our people to be tried over there any more than they're going to allow their people to be tried over here. It's a smokescreen, isn't it? What else is it? Tell me. I've gone on now for 4 or 5 minutes about this.
Oh,
I obviously have strong feelings about it.
Yep.
So, am I right or am I wrong? What if I am right?
What if? You probably are right. I don't think there's a question there. We know this stuff is going on.
So what if we don't do anything about it?
We are not doing anything about it.
So what if it continues?
It's a dangerous road to go down, isn't it?
What if America is lost? What if there really isn't the America, land of the free, home of the brave, anymore? Kenny? What if all of these things...
I think that's a big leap, that there's no America.
Okay, I'm not suggesting anything other than I want you to think about what if any or all of these things, or a portion of them, are true. If they are, then what do we as Americans do about it if, in fact, we believe it's a problem? Or if you like Whoopi Goldberg, I don't have anything to hide. Let them listen to me. Really? Obviously, Whoopi was absent on the day in civics that the First Amendment was taught. And so are many other people who say the same stupid thing. I don't care what they do. I have nothing to hide. It's not the point. So, anyway, I saw all week long the story about the Chinese hacking and listening to the outraged people. Can you believe those Chinese and what they're doing? Really? Can you believe the Americans and what they're doing at the NSA? That, to me, is the question. Maybe I'm the only one who's asking it or thinking it, but that's kind of what I'm thinking about this, in a nutshell, in a buzz
box.
But
with the NSA, we really have no one to blame but ourselves. We voted these people into office.
Yep.
We stood by while they passed the Patriot Act, and we stood by while they did all this other stuff with the NSA that we knew about 7-8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't do anything about it. And now suddenly we're upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's our fault, really.
Yep, it is. But once again, what are we doing about it? We're going to have a Memorial Day weekend, barbecues, beer, and forget about what really is going on. And when you see next week the president sign this bill, people say, wow, these guys have changed a lot. Look at this. They're going to stop the NSA. They're not going to stop the NSA from anything.
No, because it helps them. It gives them power.
Yeah, over you.
This is not a party thing.
Mm-mm. No, it's nothing to do with it. Look at, they're all signing on to it, Democrats and Republicans alike. What if? Bob wants to play this game. Go ahead, Bob. What if?
What if you're jumping all over those poor Russians and Mr. Putin for doing the same thing we did in Kosovo, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan? You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, I'm jumping all over him because it's fun to say puke and Putin. Other than that, I don't really care. Oh, by the way, they're pulling their troops back this weekend. That's what they said.
They've been saying that for months.
Yeah.
Just like we pulled those out of Afghanistan and Iraq, but they're still there.
Right. They need it this time.
You keep jumping all over them for the 40 guys that died in the VA. Well, I served 32 years in my country too, just like the guy from the other place. And I've been trying to get my disability for 23 years, and they constantly deny everybody right off the bat. And how many guys have died before they even got their disability or their health care?
Just one more reason for us to be playing what if, and for us to understand what's going on and maybe do something about it before it's all gone. What if all of these things are true? What if we really don't have any control over who runs and who gets elected? What if it's all a big sham? And that is a fact that comes about more clearly when you understand the essence of the Supreme Court decisions with Citizens United, number one, and then the one that was made a month or two ago that allows more money to come in from special interests. That's the reality. What if the country was going to all go in the direction of big corporations? The only way you can prevent any of this stuff, we were talking about GMO labeling and that sort of thing, I think earlier this week, what was proposed and passed, I forget which state it was, but they voted to keep GMO labeled products GMO products from being covered. You have the right to sell GMO products, but you better tell people what they're buying. Voters brought that about on their own through a citizen's petition. And that's where all of this stuff has to go. If you think we have a possibility of saving what we've all sort of come to expect is the best way to spend your life in this country, or the best way to spend your life on this planet is in this country. If that's what we agree to, then there are still things that we can do. What if everybody got upset about all this stuff and actually did something about it? Food for thought, I hope. Bob, thank you. It's 19 after on Good Day.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now is the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
All right, boys, girls, moms, dads, grandmas, and grandpas, you're listening to the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. In case you didn't know, that's what this is.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Songs. How many of us have had experiences in our lives when we felt like we had it all or we almost had it all, and then whatever happened, a little rust appears on the shiny side of things, and we have to be somewhat reflective. The Lifetime TV channel says it's going to air a movie about Whitney Houston and her relationship with Bobby Brown. Angela Bassett is going to direct it, apparently, Jen.
Yep, that's the word. Lifetime confirmed that on Thursday. It's going to follow them through their first meeting, their marriage, and then Houston's rise to fame. And this will be Angela Bassett's directorial debut. Now, she, I think it's interesting, starred as Tina Turner. So she's followed these kind of tumultuous marriages and these diva, superstar, beautiful singing women. So it'll be kind of interesting. But she has high regard for Houston and for Brown, and she feels a responsibility in telling their story. It's going to be called Whitney Houston, very original title, and it'll air in 2015.
Good. All right. So there's that story. Paul McCartney is recovering after his hospital visit. The American Idol season finale and ratings for American Idol, plus NBC gets a scoop. Jennifer's got that story and others coming up here on Good Day. Wendy Williams is one of my favorites for lots of different reasons. She is always able to, in a wonderfully succinct way, put to rest or maybe stir the pot a little when it comes to her audience. The audience gets up 4 or 5 minutes in each of her hourly programs every day. Or not hourly, but she's on for an hour every day. And here is Wendy answering one of the audience's questions, one of the members of the audience, about how to handle her daughter, who is an adult, who wants to be a stripper.
My youngest daughter is graduating from Parsons this week.
School of Design. Congratulations.
Yes, and she's doing extremely well.
Okay.
On the other hand, my oldest daughter told me that she wants to be a stripper. She wants to be an exotic dancer.
Okay.
So I know she's grown, Wendy.
How old is she, Mom?
She's 24, and I just want to know, how can I handle the situation of her wanting to go in that direction?
Well, first of all, we can love our children, but we don't have to support what they do. As a mother, I would never support my daughter being a stripper. I don't care. There are so many other things a woman can do than wrap her legs around a pole and
absolutely
fly.
Absolutely.
And you have every right to be disappointed.
Yes.
But she's only 24, so she still has a bit of life. She still has time to get her life together.
Mm-hmm.
What I will suggest that you do is you let her know how disappointed you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave your opinion on the back burner, because at 4th of July, you still want her to come for the barbecue. At Thanksgiving,
right,
you still want her
right
to come for Christmas. And for your birthday, you still want to see your daughter,
right,
both of them.
All right. So what does the father say?
Yeah, where is the father?
I want to know what the father says about that, frankly. The mother's important, father as well. You want to see how many
what
fathers...
What would you say?
About my daughter being a stripper?
Yeah.
That's a really good question. I want my daughter
to be... Just the thought of your daughter being a stripper is...
Yeah, it's pretty...
Out there.
It's, yeah, right, it is. And because, you know, my daughter would never do that. I guess maybe that's the answer. My daughter would never do that. And so putting yourself into a hypothetical, what if I did that for pretty much the whole half hour, and I just don't want to go there.
Let's not.
What if your daughter became a stripper isn't something that I think I want to talk much about here. 28 after the hour, and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just the other week, I was doing a remote broadcast from Southern California, and one of my good friends is perhaps one of the top pet masseuse or masseuses in the country. It's kind of interesting because Pam came down and we were looking at some of the animals. And, you know, I've known her for years, and I kind of instituted the whole idea that, pet massage is a good thing when I wrote some of my early books. But when we started talking, I found out it's not just pet massage anymore. You have choices. It could be Swedish. It could be acupressure. It could be stretching. It could be myofascial. It could be aromatherapy. It could be cold stone massage or even yoga ball exercises. And now I'm hearing about Pilates for dogs as well. Hey, you know, as far as I'm concerned, anything that your dog enjoys, as long as it's fun, as long as it's healthy, it's good for me. But massage is important, not only for making your dog feel better emotionally, but physiologically. If there's any lumps or bumps or sore spots, you'll know about it right away, and you can take care of them before they actually do become a problem. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to the.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Friday, May 23rd, on the air, the Doug Steffen Good Day Way. I was going to say the Doug Steffen Good Way Day. It's Dudley and the family, which includes Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler. As we get started our Memorial Day weekend, we'll be a good one, hopefully. And you will keep in mind what the real reason is. One of my pet peeves is that we do not care, show that we care, for the most part. In the main, there are people. There will be events in Washington this week. There will be events in other parts of our country that, for the most part, will feature people who are older, not younger, unless they are from families of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. Rich has an assignment that he was going over with his daughter. The teacher or whatever the source of the information suggested that Memorial Day was a day for us to honor those people who served our country.
Right.
No, that's not correct. It's for us to honor those who have died in service to our country. It has nothing to do with those who are alive.
I scratched out her little sentence and corrected it so that when it goes back to the teacher, and I'm sure the teacher has to know this, but you know, the curriculum is already okay. When the teacher prints out homework for this week, they go to this website that's provided by this national company and they print it out all for the kids and give it to them. But you know, still.
Why do we bother having schools? Why don't we just have the kids stay at home,
school,
turn on a computer, and just force feed them this crap?
That'll be next.
If the school curriculum cannot get
a lot of money,
Memorial Day right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
right.
And this is a good school.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But you want to hear something?
Don't get it. What?
Really kind of out there?
Yeah.
My buddy here, Mike Paradiso, was helping his son with their SOL prep tests.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it from home. You log on
to the... SOL stands for...
I don't know. It's the...
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the state, or it's the national kind of...
And you are if you're taking these tests.
Right, exactly. Right, yeah. So anyway, he's helping him with the prep test. They log onto the website, and they're going through the questions and whatnot. And one of the questions was... now I can't remember the question. But the answer was...
This is going well.
No, it's... The answer was the Republican Party, the Nazis, and the Bolshevik Party.
Oh, oh good. That was on a student paper, a homework?
It was on a student paper.
Really?
And it was Hitler started in 1930, whatever. Mm. Hitler started the blank. The Nazi Party, the Republican Party, the Bolshevik Party.
That's perfect. Good.
Yeah. And he took a picture of this.
Yeah.
And
posted it hopefully on Facebook.
It's gone on Facebook, and I shall repost it.
What school is this? We posted it on our Facebook page.
His kids go to Falls Church City Schools, which is a city within Fairfax County, Virginia.
Yeah. Can he post that on the Facebook.com/...
When I get it, I'll repost it.
And I want to know what people think about that.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can. Yep, I can imagine.
Which two out of three of these killed hundreds of thousands of millions of people?
Right. Yep. That's the way it is. And way too much of the educational institutionalized setting that we have in our country today. They all come out of the same sort of educational grind, and it ought not to be on either side. There should be no discussion of politics in any classroom except civics. That's where it belongs. Maybe social studies, maybe a bit U.S. history, but that's it. Politics is not a place for teachers to espouse their... the classroom is not a place for teachers to espouse their views. That's not what they get paid to do. Shut up about your personal beliefs in things and teach needs to be taught.
This wasn't the teacher. This was the curriculum.
Well, okay. So then we're back to the what-ifs you missed in the last half hour, Richie. I went on for 4 or 5 minutes with a scenario.
I heard you've been ranting this morning.
I don't know if it's ranting. I think that's an insult to the message that I was presenting about the way the country has gone. I'm just presenting a whole bunch of different scenarios that are all true. And it started when I started to think about the Chinese hackers who are indicted. Who the heck are we to indict hackers from China when we're hacking everybody all over the world? The NSA programs that are hacking leaders of other countries, hacking into businesses in other countries. And, you know, it isn't any longer my country right or wrong, because my country, unfortunately, is wrong too much of the time. And I think most people are sick of it, whether it's domestic stuff. Well, here's the related story to this, Richie, is that the House yesterday voted to end the NSA bulk collection of American phone records.
No, they didn't.
The headline suggests that the vote was about fixing the problem of collecting information from Americans. What it does is reenact the Patriot Act. In reality, if you read between the lines.
Well, no, this specifically is a bill proposed, and they'll be voted on next month, I think. But what it does is proposes that the phone companies keep all of the information, and then if the information is needed, they have to get a subpoena and go get it from the phone company.
It doesn't keep the NSA from doing anything that it's doing right now. The headlines are very deceiving.
It keeps the NSA from holding the information and having the information, and they need a subpoena to go get it.
They don't need to be taking in all the information they're taking in. This is an outrageous...
Well, the phone companies have it anyway.
Well, but so the phone companies are private organizations.
Right.
And if you want it, you better subpoena it.
And that's what they're doing. All they're doing is requiring that the phone companies keep it for, I don't know, a year.
I think you haven't read between the lines enough. There's some more to it than that. And if you go to connections, including Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who's on this committee, he signed off on the original bill, and he said what came out of the committee was nothing like what he and the 154 other members of the House
signed on. Yes, it was changed. It was changed quite a bit.
Yeah, it was. Right, exactly. And that's my point, at least in looking at this way. Mark Cuban, I always call him Cuban, it's Cuban.
Cuban.
Was interviewed by Inc. magazine this week. And in his conversation about Donald Sterling or about the ownership of teams or about prejudice comes some things that are pretty interesting. and pretty self-effacing, I think, on his part. But also, it gives us all cause to think. Richie, you have the short version and the long version there of Cuban said. Cut 48 is the short version, and perhaps that stimulates us enough because the entire cut is about 2.5 minutes long, and I don't want to play the whole thing. But just for the purposes of getting your input and other people that may not have heard it, Kenny, we can comments on this at Facebook.com, by the way?
Okay.
And Twitter?
Yes, we do.
We do. All right. So why don't you play the short version of this, Richie? You can comment on it. The rest of us all have, and then I want to get the Facebook input from people before we have to get to the television report. So here's
all prejudice in one way or the other. If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street there's a guy that has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, I'm walking back to the other side of the street. And the list goes on of stereotypes that we all live up to and are fearful of.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what comments do you have on our social media, Kenny?
Marianne says, Cuban said true words. Our appearance speaks volumes and causes reaction and has nothing to do with racism.
Right. Agreed. Next.
Jesse says there is not one person alive that does not have stereotypical ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that works, men and women. All ages, stripes, whatever.
I pat myself on the back here, but I think I started this movement last week, don't you think?
I hope you did.
Good job.
Let's get credit.
Didn't you think I was the first one that said, hey, you're all racist?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody.
Uh-huh. What else have you got, Kenny?
Jimmy says, Sterling's comments, Cuban's comments, who cares? I have no interest in celebrity viewpoints. They don't affect my life.
Really? What's your viewpoint then, sir? Why don't you express, instead of taking a shot at those who have a viewpoint that you either do or don't agree with, why don't you tell us what yours are? I'd much rather read that, wouldn't y'all?
Guess not, y'all.
I want to know what you all think. 888-302-3684. Never mind about Cuba. Cuban's just getting us to think about this. What do you think? Richie?
I think he's right.
Yeah.
I think we all see somebody and, you know, white, black, Asian, whatever, there's going to be somebody that makes us uncomfortable in life. And it doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter the color. It's the appearance. If I walk up to you and for some reason you are a little bit odd, for whatever reason, the way you're dressed, the way you have tattoos, the way you have piercings, the way you're looking at me, just the way you're acting, I may walk to the other side of the street. So, mm-hmm.
Yep, I would. I have.
And there are people
who
intentionally want to look that way because that's how they feel they have power in life.
Right.
So they want to intimidate. They want to scare. They want to make people fearful.
It's all about power.
Or they're scared themselves and don't know how to handle it, and this is how they rebel.
Mm-hmm. 888-302-3684. Jennifer, up next on the Good Day program, with a lot of info on the finale of American Idol, The Voice, ratings information.
Charlie Sheen news.
Charlie Sheen.
Uh-huh.
And Edward Snowden.
Gotta have
as
some
well.
Fun today.
The BuzzBox coffee box at DougStefan.com, right-hand side of the homepage, and pretty much every page at DougStefan.com, allows you to get a free bag of coffee. Smells great, tastes even better, and by doing so, you're going to help World Vision and me provide milk to thousands of youngsters. That's where the money is going. The profits from selling BuzzBox coffee, which is as delightful a cup of coffee as you can imagine. I'm told by all my friends who drink coffee, people that I'm close to that have ground it or gotten it ground, they drink it and they love it. So you want to drink it, you'll love it. You want to help a lot of people around the world, help me buy some cows to provide milk and sustenance to thousands of youngsters in various parts of the world through my agreement with World Vision. Test it out. Try it out. Help yourself. Help them out. 866-456-7805. Everybody's a winner in this deal. Everybody is a winner, no matter how you slice it. Free coffee to get you started. 866-456-7805. Or check out the offer at DougStefan.com.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
As the temperatures rise this grilling season, focus on flavor to take your backyard barbecue to a whole new level. Renowned judge on the barbecue circuit, sauce expert, and Kansas City native Artie Davis says that amping up distinct flavors of grilled food should happen three ways: before, during, and after grilling.
Adding flavor to grilled foods doesn't stop with a marinade. Flavor layering should continue during grilling itself, from wood chips, planks, sauces, or seasonings applied while cooking, and with finishing sauces applied after the food is removed from the heat.
Davis's favorite way to add flavor is with KC Masterpiece, which is celebrating 35 years of delivering authentic barbecue taste with a new limited edition anniversary blend called Kansas City Classic, made with real sugar and rich dark molasses. For recipes and tips from Davis, visit KCMasterpiece.com or track the KC Masterpiece food truck by following at KC Masterpiece on Twitter for free samples of the sauce in select markets.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Not quite. Hi, Jennifer, American Idol.
You have Roberta on the brain, Dougie.
American Idol.
Yes.
Sounding some sour notes because of the ratings decline. What's happening?
It barely beat Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
American Idol barely beat Survivor.
That was a reaction I was hoping for. Yeah, the finale got a
2.6.
Yeah, exactly. The finale got a 2.6 rating with adults 18 to 49, which is 10.2 million viewers. Still not terrible. It's just not as good as American Idol in the past.
When American Idol got started, 24-25 million.
It was 27-28-30 million.
It's a 28% drop.
So they're on par with 24 in essence in terms of ratings this year.
28% drop from last season. It was up 24% from last Wednesday's episode, however, so that's good news, I guess, if you want to get a small victory there. The top dog on Wednesday was Modern Family. That got a 3.6 rating.
You're talking about American Idol, you're talking about 24.
Huh?
When you said the increase in ratings over the last... From
last Wednesday's episode. That was American Idol.
Oh, okay, American Idol. Yeah. Okay.
Modern Family got a 3.6 rating, which is 10.23 viewers, and that won the nights. There you go. All right. Charlie Sheen in the news again. He's always been in baseball movies. He loves baseball, so he gets to do his dream job this weekend. You can watch ESPN's Baseball Tonight. It'll feature Charlie Sheen as a guest analyst during the show's live broadcast of the Cincinnati Reds and St. Louis Cardinals games. So you can watch that if you're a fan of Charlie Sheen. Now, he's also in the news because he's having a Twitter war with someone kind of unexpected. That person is Rihanna. Apparently, Charlie Sheen and his fiance were out to dinner, and they happened to be dining at the same same time that Rihanna was in the restaurant. He wanted to get his fiance to meet Rihanna. She declined, and now he's been just blowing her up on Twitter.
Brian Williams, after insult. Brian Williams of NBC has an exclusive interview with Edward Snowden. He went over there this week to get the interview. I think it's on tonight on NBC News and all the other NBC News products, perhaps. Or maybe not till next week, but he's got it.
Oops, winning.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Of Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher at bestfares.com. I was going to say talkers.com, but that doesn't work here, Richie. Bestfares.com with information for those of you who are getting on track to have a little trip. Do you know what it's going to cost you, really? There is some movement here on the part of the government to try to make it obvious what it is that you're paying, what the U.S. wants from airlines. That information coming up, Tom, brought to you in part by the folks who bring you a nice night's rest. Super 8. Pow. Go to super8.com. Find your super destination. Enjoy a super price. Super8.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
When you buy a quality Serta mattress from Sam's Club, you'll sleep even better, knowing you got it for a fantastic price. Now, because for a limited time, Sam's Club has a special buy on a plush Serta Queen set. Just $398 now through Memorial Day. Hurry in while supplies last for one sweet dream of a Serta deal at Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. Delivery available. See club for details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Tom Parsons from BestFares.com is here. The United States government said this week that travelers need to be told up front about basic services that are not included in the price of a ticket and how much extra they will cost. I have no problem with this whatsoever. What are the airlines saying in response to this, Tom?
In this case, the airlines are completely against it. Just for the fact they hate it when you know the truth in advertising. So, but I think this one's actually geared primarily against airlines like Frontier, Spirit, and Allegiant that do have these little hidden bag fees where it's if you bring a bag onto the airplane, a roller bag, you're hit with a fee, sometimes $15-$20 if you prepay, up to $100 if you pay at the gate. They also, all those airlines have seat assignment fees. And they also want everybody to show the baggage fees. And I think they're showing the baggage fees pretty reasonable, but you don't know what they are at the time of booking. You really have to go out and search on some of these websites how much it's going to cost you to check a bag. But then they left out other things like kids fly solo. Alaska charges $25 to put a child, you know, 12 to 5 on an airplane. We got Southwest charging $50 per person. You've got United, American, and Delta, and
so what's the big deal? They can just say this is what it's going to cost. When they ask how old the child or the person is buying a ticket, they get the date of birth information as part of now, which you have to have for security reasons. So I don't get what's so difficult about this. I think
there's
that
nothing,
they are.
There's nothing difficult, but try to find the kids' fly solo fees. They can be from 25.
So that's what the
50,
point of this is to
I
make
know.
Them put them
it's
on.
It's impossible. It's almost, you know, unless you know what words you're using, like what words you search. We Googled ours. Matter of fact, that was a story we put in the Dallas Morning News. It could be up to $150 each way on these other legacy airlines to escort your child. Same thing if you want to bring up, like you have a pet. Okay, you want to bring your pet on your dog or a lap pet. That fee is going to vary dramatically, too.
Why can't they? The point is the government wants them to make that information public. They don't want to. The government should be able to prevail in this circumstance. Tom Parsons.
I think
from bestfares.com.
I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.